Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, what's happening? Good Tuesday morning and welcome onto the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and yours worldwide through the 100.7 The Score mobile app powered by Happy State Bank alongside the one and only Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. Got Lucas White and new guy Nathan across the way taking care of us. You too could join us. Thoughts, comments, questions, residual reaction. Maybe you didn't join us yesterday and you want to get your thoughts and opinions in. You can do so there on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Focused on Tech football yesterday. We'll talk plenty more Tech football. We'll dabble in the Dallas Cowboys because we hardly talked any Cowboys yesterday. Expectations changing. We'll look ahead to the schedule, at least the timetable till Dak Prescott is back, and can the Cowboys survive it and possibly make a push for the playoffs later. We'll get to that, of course. Look towards the Longhorns. You okay over there?
I was just thinking, we had very different watch our kid experiences last night.
Okay.
Cameron's outfit decides to play with six.
Softball?
Softball.
I didn't know that was legal.
I didn't either.
But they played with six. So what's the alignment there? Going to have a pitcher and catcher.
Okay.
Two infield, two outfield?
No. They batted the first time around with six, and then some girl in a different colored shirt came up, so they put her out in the outfield. So okay. I guess it was seven.
So you end up with...
But then she had to leave again, so they didn't play the doubleheader. But, you know, Cameron, swing and miss, a ball about 5 feet in front of the dish, swing and miss, out. Walk back to the dugout. Walk out to go play shortstop, a place she's never played before. I mean, just a complete waste of time. It's like, you know, you look miserable out here. Why do you want to even play? You know, that kind of deal. And now, your experience.
I had a pretty good experience. Dad, as a dad, son played well in football last night. But we're keeping his, trying to keep the humility down. So.
Oh.
No, actually, he's a really humble kid already. But, yeah, Neil had four touchdowns.
Neil! Four touchdowns, baby!
So that was pretty good. That was pretty good. I think football might be
it's
his
like
sport.
Walter Payton back there.
Football might be the one that he does pretty well with. We'll
yeah, see. And then I'm negotiating Perry's contracts for his his NFL stardom.
Oh yeah,
it's like, dude, you have not put a pad on yet. You have not been hit yet, and you're asking me every day if you think I think he can play in the NFL.
Oh, that's great. Hey, you gotta love the dreams. Gotta love the dreams. He like most of us out there. I hope this isn't the case, but he'll probably get smacked in the face by it at some point. When was that realization for you? You actually got to college ball, so at least you played some college baseball. I think the realization for me, I knew basketball wise that I wasn't gonna make it big. I think it took till my junior year. I'm like, oh yeah, these guys
are
way bigger than me,
so much better than me.
And I was a hard worker, a hard player, a good player, but just look around at playing against Michael Cobbins.
Why? Well, I knew I never had any
6'9".
I knew I never had any future in basketball. I played golf and knew I didn't have any future there. I think it was 17,
yeah.
18 but. Years old when I was like, I'm just not good enough, period. Yeah. You know, I'm not fast enough. I don't hit the ball well enough. And that was in the hot bat era.
Can't run the ball, can't throw the ball, can't catch it.
I could throw it okay.
Old coach quote. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, but I remember that kind of transitioned me over to broadcasting. I was like, okay, you're not going to be able to play this sport or these sports the way you wanted to. I didn't want to be a coach because it's in the misery that put my dad through. Happy birthday, Pops. 75 today.
Awesome.
And I wanted to be a part of sports, and then I went into broadcast.
There you go. So, yeah.
That realization of not being good enough on the field pointed me towards broadcasting.
There you go. You can share just about anything you want. Yates Flooring Center chat line open to you. We've got lots of little sports nuggets to get to. Of course, we'll major in the Red Raiders, minor in the Dallas Cowboys, and look ahead to the old Longhornies this weekend.
So the line did move? I heard you
say. It's up to 6.5. Yeah. What started at 4.5. The opening line was 4.5.
I got one thing right.
Went to 6.5. I think it's going to go back down, though. I think you'll see this finish at 6. Okay, I say down. That's a half a point, so not much. Probably won't go below 6. But will be interesting to watch. Who knows? We've seen lines move and move and move. It may go up over 7. And if it goes over 7, I'd feel pretty good about betting the Red Raiders. I say pretty good. We'll see what happens. Got to have some offense this week against the Longhorns.
I hate Texas and always have and always will. But they put out an article. I don't know if you saw Brett McMurphy and whatever place, Action or Athletic.
Action Network, I believe. Okay, it was with now.
You know, said Bedlam dead, you know, and had both sides kind of snippy comments. And I just have this, I don't know, maybe it will for sure, like, cement my hatred of both OU and Texas until I'm dead, because what they're doing now and going to the SEC. Like, I've made my peace with it as far as, like, yeah, this is going to happen. I understand. But to crush century-long rivalries again over money.
What?
And that sort of thing is...
I think for a lot of Red Raider fans, because we can look at this from a Red Raider standpoint and look towards the Aggies, because they went to the SEC a decade ago. For a lot of Red Raider fans, it's made us mostly indifferent towards the Aggies. There's still a residing disdain, but it's not near the burning flame it once was of having to see them in their stupid cadet uniforms and all of that every year. Or every other year in your home stadium. So I'm wondering if that's going to happen with the Longhorns, or if it will.
Yeah, that's a great question, isn't it?
I mean, if it's just like, out of sight, out of mind type of thing, where they're not kind of living rent-free, shout out Chuck Hines, or that sort of thing. So I don't know. I have no idea. Part of it will, of course, be determined whether who's... if Chris Del Conte is going to be a liar or not, and Tech will actually play against
the
Longhorns.
They're not going to play him.
Oh, I don't think so.
No.
I agree with you. But.
In football.
And not in basketball.
All right. Baseball.
Yes, I do think they'll play in baseball.
Racquetball. Bowling.
All right.
Hockey.
We're going to represent the bowling team.
Yeah, we'll throw a couple strong 130s out there right on your face.
Take it. And like it. Plenty to get to. A weird story with Demarion Overshown. Like two different, an on-the-field one and an off-the-field one. I'm having trouble understanding really both of them. So we'll get to that coming up a little bit later, because it will impact the Red Raiders game on Saturday. It's the end of the bench. We've got some headlines next on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
What's that, Jeff Haxton? I'm Choice Woodman. You've got the End of the Bench till noon today. And this is what you need to know. Top headlines of today. We'll start off with an official statement from Texas Tech yesterday afternoon regarding Bryce Ramirez. This is more evening than afternoon. But Bryce Ramirez, of course, Texas Tech junior linebacker that was injured gruesomely in the game against North Carolina State, underwent his second successful leg surgery, and he will remain in Raleigh for the next few additional days, expected to return to Lubbock by the end of the week, hopefully for the Longhorn game, so he can see his team. In response to the generous support regarding how to support Bryce, Texas Tech is providing Bryce and his family with all expenses related to this injury their time in Raleigh and travel as permitted by the NCAA rules. So there are a whole lot of people asking, hey, how can we help them out? How can we do this? Tech is basically saying, hey, we're taking care of all this. Thank you for your support, because it is allowed by NCAA. So good for them, good for him. Hoping he gets home as quick as possible and able to rehab and get as speedy of a recovery as possible. Seems to be in good spirits and has a good outlook on everything. Elsewhere, the Texas Rangers losers. No, actually, they're not. I was looking at yesterday's or Sunday's game. The Rangers couldn't lose because they didn't play. Astros won, though. They beat the Rays 4-0 yesterday evening. They'll be back at it with those same Rays tonight. You'll catch that game after the high school fan zone here on 100.7 The Score. Monterey and Lubbock High coaches will be joining Tommy Wood in the First United Bank studio to talk about their teams. Rangers will play today. They take on the Los Angeles Angels de la Anaheim at 6:30 for our coverage start time on Double T 97.3. You can hear that game with a 7:05 first pitch. And in case you missed it yesterday, game time was announced for the October 1st matchup, Red Raiders and Kansas State Purple Kitties. Be at 11 a.m. kickoff on the road from Manhattan. How's Manhattan? Be my first ever trip up there this year.
It's great.
You like Manhattan?
Yeah, it's fine.
Anywhere to eat?
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm pretty simple when it comes to Manhattan. There's this little pizzeria on the corner of Aggieville.
Okay.
And it's
Aggieville?
Aggieville, yeah.
That's what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's their little bar strip area and restaurant area.
Was Kansas
downtown.
State once the Aggies too?
I think so. No, not the school, but
okay. I didn't know. Well, because like there's plenty of schools that used to be
A&M and
back when there were.
I'm not sure about A&M's. The history of K-State, but it's Aggieville.
Okay. So there you go.
I can't remember the name of it. It's very kind of nondescript as far as the name goes, but really good food, dude.
I'm in on good food.
Jamie and I go eat there. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
I'm a fan of good food. So you two can join us. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, reaction of all sorts on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through the 100.7 The Score mobile app and at 107thescore.com. Help me understand, Hex, the Demarion Overshown situation. So first, he got popped with a targeting penalty in the fourth quarter of the Texas-UTSA game. I got to be honest, watch the replay.
Not much there.
I mean, apparently there's a new emphasis. Snead told me this before the season. I think he may have said it publicly. But there's a new emphasis on the targeting against the quarterback, calling him a defenseless player. So I don't know if that has to do with driving into the ground or I still don't understand the rule that well. So that's what I'm trying to gather, and I'll ask Snead again later. What about that play made it targeting? Yeah, go watch it again if you can. But it seemed like a football play. Hit him, wasn't a late hit, anything like that. So that happened. So he's out, and the Longhorns are appealing. As of right now, he is out of the Texas Tech versus Texas game for the first half. He'll be back in the second half. Overshown, that's just the NCAA rule. The other part is apparently 24/7 Sports put out a report that Overshown was cited, or no, that he was arrested for marijuana possession.
Like a year ago, right?
Well, the possession happened in September, but the report was he was arrested yesterday. That was the report.
Thought I saw where it was 2021.
Right? I think that's when he actually got picked up. But what happened apparently is he went through a jail walkthrough for the citation, which I don't know what that is necessarily.
But he scared went straight.
I guess it's like you still go through and have to, I don't know if you give fingerprints, but it's just a citation, but you're not actually staying in jail, or how all this works, I don't know.
Prison Mike?
Prison Mike, yeah. Prison Mike! Anyway, so...
The Dementors.
So he comes out later, and so he still is popped for this less than 2 ounces of marijuana thing, which Sark says that they'll handle internally, which is what every coach says. Then he calls out this guy that messaged him and apologized, the 24/7 guy messaged him and said, I'm sorry that I incorrectly reported you were arrested today. I feel awful. I was told incorrectly by the sheriff's office that it happened today, and it also listed that way in the booking report. So this was all yesterday, on Monday. He said, that still doesn't excuse my being wrong and throwing the arrest out there incorrectly. I think it excuses it. If you're told by the sheriff's office, then it does excuse it. You're getting a direct citing from the sheriff's office. Anyway, he says, again, I'm really sorry. I apologize. I wanted to reach out. And then Overshawn posts that message on Twitter. Says, this is not to bash anyone or call him out. Not only does this potentially affect my future, but it causes distractions to my teammates. To my teammates, I apologize for this. I will come into the facility tomorrow with a clear head and ready for Saturday. Let's get it, fellas. So there's obviously stuff going on. I mean, why is he calling him out? He's still in the wrong for the marijuana possession, right?
Yeah.
It's not inaccurate that he was in the wrong for the marijuana possession. I don't understand the story. That's why I brought it up. I want someone to explain the whole thing to me better. It's weird. I don't know why he called the guy out who just reached out to apologize for being incorrect for something the sheriff's office in Travis County told him was correct. He was just reporting what he was told. So, I don't know. The whole thing...
Shady Longhorns.
The whole thing is really strange. But hopefully it does serve as a distraction to his teammates and to him. And that there's other things going on. Remember this time last year? No, it wasn't this time. Because this time last year, the Longhorns were beating you 70-35. Remember... Like 2 weeks after this time last year, there were reports of Longhorns being verbally abused on buses and
Herman?
Everything. Sark. Oh, this was still Sark. Remember Sark? Remember the troubles after the Texas Tech game?
Mm-mm. I don't.
After Texas blew the lead in the game against OU? You don't remember all this? Texas blew a major league lead.
Well, I remember them. I remember the game. I don't remember that.
And then there was
stuff on the bus.
Oh man, there was like video being leaked from the bus. And
oh my god,
yeah, there was so much turmoil in the Longhorns program.
You know, you're gonna see the hellfire and brimstone coach go the way of the dinosaur because of that.
Yeah, has to.
Yeah,
because people can video. And people can transfer. And, yeah, it's going to be, yeah, the way of the dinosaur. Good way to put it. All right, so someone fill me in on that if you understand the story any better than me. All I know is there are distractions in Longhorn Land, and hopefully they play into this weekend. And
you're digging deep.
Hopefully. No, my bigger hope is that DeMarion Overshawn, because he is a darn good player, doesn't get to play in the first half. I do hope that. So we'll see if the suspension is upheld. But if anything goes like these normal Texas Tech Longhorn matchups go, DeMarion Overshawn will get cleared by the league, and Quinn Ewers will be back to start on Saturday. That's where the expectations lie. It's the end of the bench. We'll talk Red Raiders. We'll take a look at the calendar. It could be. Could be. Take a look at the calendar coming up next on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. You're listening to The End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Hang with you till noon today. Keep your thoughts, your comments coming on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Plenty of you have chimed in. We appreciate all that. Continue to get to some more of that as well.
Less than 300 tickets remain, big boy.
Okay. So you better go get them.
Yeah.
Just a teaser. We'll have one pair of tickets we're giving away on social media. So between 100.7 The Score and Double T 97.3, watch out for our social media platforms. And we will give away one pair of tickets to the Texas Tech Texas game. It's a hot commodity. So want to check that out. But if you are more about getting those in hand, you better hurry with Texas Tech Ticket Office. 300 remaining. We'll get to some Dallas Cowboys conversation shortly. A little bit later, we'll get to some Joey McGuire comments as well, because he did explain a few things. Hax talked about a lot of stuff yesterday at the weekly press conference, but he explained his thinking, which, long story short, we'll let you hear what he said, but long story short, basically chalked it up to analytics when it came to timeouts and decisions late in the game. He's a very analytics-driven coach. He said that. And it has to do with his previous stops. Dave Aranda's very similar as well. So we'll get to some of that as well. Did you see the story of...
Does that make you feel... How does that make you feel?
I am very much about, if this is what you are, then do it. I want coaches to adjust. So if this,
don't you want to have somebody that's,
I don't want someone that's wishy-washy. That's what I'm afraid of.
Someone that is coaching with their gut and not a book.
No, because I saw that last year. So no, I don't.
Okay, but sometimes it can work.
To an extent, yes.
Sometimes it can work.
To an extent. I don't want a coach saying, hey, this is what I feel like we're supposed to do. Kick it on second down.
All right, not to that.
And sometimes to
not
the gut,
to that extreme. I mean, that was, okay, in the great, great immortal words of Ron Burgundy, that was just dumb. All right?
Dumb. Yeah.
But I don't know.
No, I think.
A little heart, little gut. That's something. Hey, we should probably punt here.
And I think he has said that he's still a.
I mean, your book told you to go for it deep in your own territory with a whole quarter left, down two scores. What? That's your book?
I think the first one he refers to is the not kicking the field goal in the first half. That's the first one he refers to, and making it 13-3. Ultimately, hacks on that play, it ended up being a pick six. You go for a fourth and one on, I think, mm-hmm, the 35-ish. I can't remember the exact down or exact location of the football, but ends up being a pick six, goes 20-0 instead of being 13-3 or 13-0 if you miss the field goal. So, and I don't know if that has to do with confidence in the field goal kicker too. So I don't know. Different books, different analytics. He said that there's five different voices. The two coordinators, himself, and a couple of eyes in the sky.
Jesus.
Not those eyes in the sky. But
best eyes in the sky.
That would help. If you can call on Jesus to tell you what to do in a football game, you're really living right.
Dialed in.
It's good. Hey, did you see
Did you see Eli Manning? Chad Powers?
Yes. I was actually about to bring that up. Chad Powers.
Chad.
Eli disguised Powers. Himself. I love.
Homeschooled.
Love when people do this. It's so fun because then, you know, the little guys get to experience hanging out with a big deal. I guess this is on Eli. There's been Peyton's Places and there's an Eli's Places show now. This is coming up. You'll get to see the full version of this, but this was a little 7. Teaser.
6 million views.
This was just the teaser, right?
Yeah.
It's got 7.6 million views, but he disguises himself as Chad Powers and goes and tries out for the Penn State football team.
He ran a 5.67 40.
Have you seen the one where Clint Bryant does this?
Mm-mm.
I want to say it's for UNLV. He's from Las Vegas, Clint Bryant is. And I want to say he goes to UNLV and tries out And he's just hitting bomb after bomb. It was amazing. I think it Red Bull sponsored it or something, but I love when these undercover players go do that. It's a lot of fun. I'm a fan.
Chad Powers was very confident.
Chad Powers. It's like, I don't think we're going to sign this Chad Powers guy. He's got something.
I mean, so they put some makeup on him and made his nose bigger and his forehead bigger. But if you can't see that that's Eli,
then you don't watch football.
Then you don't watch football.
Yeah.
When he's doing his little footwork and he's winging that thing around, I mean, it's unique. I mean, everybody's a little bit different with their mannerisms. I mean, that is Eli.
Yeah.
The best part was when he was running the 40 and he Jet was powers. Saying to himself, think fast, run fast, think fast, run fast. That was the best part for sure.
Think fast, run fast. That's fine. All right. Let's look at today's calendar. We skipped it yesterday. Actually, today is the 20th of September, year of our Lord, 2022. First, happy birthday to Red Raider baseball player, former Red Raider baseball player, and former Estacado Matador, AJ Ramos. Ramos turns 36 today. Today is National Care for Kids Day, National IT Professionals Day. So go hug your IT guy. Or gal. National Gibberish Day. National Punch Day. I'm going to assume this is the drink and not me trying to slug you. Which I wouldn't do, of course. You like punch?
Yeah.
I love punch. Like, I always, if there's a get together of any sort with punch.
Has it got Everclear in it?
Like some sherbet. I love punch. Like, I always drink way more than I should. So, good thing it doesn't have Everclear. National String Cheese Day. That's actually a pretty good day. Punch, string cheese. National Fried Rice Day. Big in on that.
I like steamed rice better, but.
What?
Yeah.
Are you the only person? No, I know you're not, but.
I just like it better.
That's weird because mm-hmm. that's healthier.
Yeah.
Most people like the less healthy thing.
I love fried rice, though. I mean, but
fried rice is phenomenal.
Give me the choice. I'll take steamed.
Best fried rice in the world? Amarillo. Kabuki restaurant. Oh, phenomenal. And finally, National Pepperoni Pizza Day. I mean, who doesn't love a good pep? Pep! I'm a fan of the pepperoni pizza. Today, Hacks, in terms of birthdays, is...
Paul Haxton.
Paul Haxton. Big happy birthday to...
Doctor.
Papa Hacks. Doctor?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Education. Doctorate of education.
Nice. Is he like a principal?
He's retired.
I mean, did he have, was he ever a principal or anything? Okay.
But he got administrator. He got future administrators ready to be real administrators.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And really not many birthdays famously, except for Dallas Cowboys cornerback, Trayvon Diggs.
Mm.
Sprightly 23 years old.
Today. Yeah.
You like Trayvon?
Yeah.
I'm torn on him because he plays so aggressively that he gets burned.
Yeah.
But he also plays so aggressively that he makes plays. So I guess it's an all or nothing approach, and overall I'm good with it.
You want to take a quick peek at the future?
Always.
Amazon's head of sports, Jay Marine, sent a memo telling employees the 3 hours of Thursday night football delivered the most signups in the history of Amazon.
Like, are we talking full on Prime members or just the video Prime?
That's not specified.
Okay. Still, either way, it's a big deal. Now, it didn't go as well as they had hoped, apparently. Did you have any issues on yours?
Mm-mm.
Did you watch them?
Mm-hmm.
I had zero issues. But I've talked to people that had issues.
We didn't
issues.
Get to talk about that because you were flying Friday.
But did y'all talk about it?
We did.
Okay.
Yeah,
apparently there were some hiccups and some problems. But I talked to other people that had issues as well. All right, keep getting those thoughts in. We'll get some of those coming up next. Get back to some Texas Tech foosball and some Dallas Cowboys on the way on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Glad to be part of your Tuesday. You're listening to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. I'm Choice Woodman. He's Jeff Haxton. Lucas and Nathan back behind the glass taking care of us. Continue to hit us up. Many of you have. Yates Flooring Center chat line, yours through the 100.7 The Score mobile app. A few things I want to get to a little bit later. 40 things you should do by the time you're 40. We're not going to go through all 40 of them. But we'll see if you've hit a few on the list. You know me. I'm a list guy. To the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Chris Kennedy says, it's El Jefe Smackdown Day and Longhorn Hate Week. Seems fitting since he and Beard are still BFFs. I like it. Bring it. Bring your El Jefe hate, because apparently he just stunk it up terribly. 70 total points in a fantasy football game. Did terrible. Awful. I don't know how much I'm supposed to reveal from this league, but he lost to me. And I have taken taken over Banjo Bob's team. So,
well,
just as,
you know, take him to the championship.
I'm going to try. I'm going to do my best. I don't want to speak ill, but he did not leave me the best team.
Well, I mean, you got to win this week.
Took it to El Jefe.
You can do it in fantasy where you're the cooler.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So every time somebody, I got to play choice this week, it means I'm going to go for 80 points. You just cool people off.
All right. That's what we're hoping for. So El Jefe just sucked it up. Y'all bring your El Jefe hate if you'd like to. Quick question from Viva 73. Guys, which Red Raiders father is a rodeo coach? That was, I'm trying to remember. Bleedy, maybe? No. It may have been Ramirez, actually. It may be Bryce Ramirez. One of your defensive players, I think, worked by a hog tie and calves at a young age. Like, I think that's what one thing he did. I'll have to get that specific for you. I don't want to say the wrong name, but it's one of your defensive front seven. We'll try to figure that out. Bullfighter says he does well with football until we can get him on a bull. Is that my... Oh, I guess my oldest. Yeah. Neil. Happy birthday, Hax's pop.
Thank you.
Central Texas Hank said, that realization moment in high school, pretty good left-handed pitcher one day messing around in center field. Was bet I couldn't throw a strike from there. I did and felt a pop in my shoulder. Was never able to pitch again. Dang.
Stinks.
Yeah. That's
rough. When I got to my last year, I couldn't throw it around the infield.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's dead time. On. And it was so miserable too, because this is mid to late 90s.
Yeah.
Very small places, and it had no trainers. He had nobody that would, like, hey, this is what you need to do. You know, you're hurt, you need to take this route.
Sure.
Had to go to your own docs, you know, and then they were just, you know, trying to get you pushed through, and no real advice. Just, hey, man, my arm it's rag.
This one. My sports hate for UT. UT can't get any higher and won't get lower. Maxed out years ago. My disdain for A&M was tempered a bit when they went a bit when I went into the Army, then even more so when my boy and nephew went to A&M. The involuntary tick has finally gone away when I say that. Mark from Olive Branch, Mississippi. Mm. Okay. I'm a fan of good food. Scintillating statement, Waco. Got to be honest. Someone said, I'd rather have a coach with some...
Huevos?
I'm reading from the chat line.
Huevos rancheros?
Says huevos and take a chance. It made sense. A score of 13-3 isn't changing.
Didn't make sense.
The momentum for us. The outcome sucked, yeah, but it was exciting nonetheless. Coaching is a gamble. You take risks. Sometimes they don't work out. But I'd rather take risks and have a coach who can play with the numbers rather than telling a fan base, well, we weren't going to score anyway.
What are you delivering by just hanging on to your timeout still under 60 seconds down by two scores? If I may play devil's advocate there.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I told you what I thought yesterday. Didn't mean I agree with it, but I think it was you were trying to hold on to those timeouts to score fast. But I think there is a certain feel to the game.
I don't get
part.
It. I mean, I don't get their offense did not scare me one bit. With your in between the tackles, zone read pass, in between the tackles, throwing out route. Now, the occasional trick play worked brilliantly because they did have you so focused on how conservative they were offensively. But with a whole quarter left to play, in backed up, this isn't third and two. This is third and long.
Yeah.
And you're going to – none of that. No analytics. None of it made any sense to me.
Okay.
None of it.
Someone said, do y'all not have the AP wire at the office? Do you not see what stories are out there, or do you have to read the paper? We don't have a physical AP wire.
I remember the AP wire.
We don't have that anymore. We're like AP subscribers at the office, but it's through the computer.
I remember
now.
That.
White sticky
hot
rice.
Hot off the presses.
El Jefe traded his fantasy loss to guarantee a UT win. That's just who he is.
Okay.
That's Raiders Dan. I don't know if they're saying UT wins the game, like taking shots at him, or like he's a good guy trading it for a win over UT. So there's all of that. All right. Keep those thoughts and the comments coming in. Did you see the Kyler Murray thing? Apparently there was an investigation.
Like when he was going to the tunnel or something?
No. So Murray goes to celebrate after they get the final touchdown. I think this was after the final touchdown. He goes to celebrate with a fan. Looks like he knew the fan. It appeared that he knew who this was in a Cardinals gear.
Mm-hmm.
Goes over to the front row, hugs him, high fives, and then it appears in the video that a Raiders fan smacks him in the head with an open hand, which is what we call a slap, remember? But just kind of like smacks down at him. Doesn't look like it was hard, kind of scrapes across, but he turns and does a double take. Like, what just happened there? Because there's Cards fans on both sides of the Raider. Another one's like kind of patting his back, but it seemed a little more vicious. So apparently the Raiders are investigating a potential assault situation. What's your say on that? No, never, ever should you hit someone for any reason. But he is going kind of into the fans' territory there, reaching up into the crowd, giving high fives and stuff.
You want my take on this?
Like, should this fan be ejected forever?
No, I don't.
Arrested?
Don't touch players, number one.
Unless coming to give you a high five or something.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some kind of punishment, I'm sure, will be needed for this. But
like a one-year ban?
No,
like,
I don't know.
It's not a... Someone wants us to read this story. an executive with the Beyond Meat, I think it was the COO, bit a man's nose after the Arkansas game last week.
I saw that.
I did see that story as well.
Yeah. And he did get
in trouble. Took skin off. That's odd. How drunk do you have to be to bite someone else's nose?
12-pack, I think. Okay. Probably you're at the 12-er range with a couple
Arkansas
shots.
Arkansas game. So this is probably fair fighting in Arkansas, right?
Yeah.
I'm more surprised that, like, Beyond Meat, this is like the fake meat, right?
But, like, if you're in an altercation situation, is that the first move that you make?
No, not
like,
me.
I'm going to run up. I'm going to get really close. Bite like, I could nose. Kiss you, but I'm actually just going to bite your nose off.
No.
I mean, don't you? You probably have to be into the altercation right on the ground,
it's
right?
The Mike Tyson approach, yeah.
Well, yeah, Mike, he was upright when he took the bite.
I don't know. That's a weird one to go after. I'm just more surprised that the Beyond Meat person is in Arkansas.
Mm.
Doesn't seem like that's the fit. I figured this would be COOs in California or something.
Boycotting Tyson chicken.
Yeah. It's the end of the bench. Get to some Cowboys talk next on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thrilled to be part of your Tuesday. You're hanging with the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White and Nathan, new guy Nathan, across the way taking care of us. You can continue to join us. Many of you have on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app powered by Happy State Bank. Got plenty to still get into over the next 2 hours. We're going to talk some Dallas Cowboys. Hex, I'm going to ask you to be honest. Not that you're not normally, but...
Yeah. Those shoes suck.
It's not where my mind was going, but...
Nathan, have you seen these god-awful shoes?
No, I haven't.
They're actually pretty awesome. Oh, man, this is really stretching here.
Yeah, not the worst color.
It's not the worst think. Color. Not
maybe
the worst color.
Maybe
that's an endorsement.
I've had neon shoes. I like neon. If it's neon, that's fine. But
I would say these
the
are neon.
Just,
these are going to be popping in the club with the black lights. That's for sure. Not that I've stepped foot into a club, but, you know, something like that. All right, first, business to take care of. I have received official word on Hax's punishment. We got half approval. Face tattoos not allowed for Optimum Game Day Live.
Okay.
But the table is a go. The Change My Mind table is a go. For Saturday.
Do you know what's going to be on the table? That's what people really want to know.
We will make an official announcement of what's going to be on the table tomorrow. Lucas and I are going to get together, and we will make an official announcement on what will be on the table tomorrow. And at 10 a.m., 1 hour before you and I go on, you can go harass Jeff Haxton with the Change My Mind table. And he's going to be there. Smug with his mug. Do you have anything on the mug, or is it just going to be a white coffee mug?
No, I'm sure it'll be like, I don't sweat, I sparkle, or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, perfect. Even better. So, we have it confirmed. Hacks will pay up on the punishment. Longhorn Saturday.
We'll do in studio, I guess, for Post Malone.
Yeah, we can do that just any random day.
Okay. And I got to order it, right?
Yeah, I've had to pay for way more than I care to. I'm trying to think of the
that
most expensive.
Boy band poster.
Yes.
$4,000 emergency room.
I've got a Hanson poster hanging in my at my desk right now that's still there. Boy band. That was way too expensive. Already had like a little tear in it just to get it off of eBay. I think I paid over $20 for
ooh,
that
22% thing. Price drop.
All right. Post Malone face tattoos are going down since he fell off the stage.
10 sheets.
You can get 10 sheets of this?
That's what it says.
You can decorate your whole family. The Haxes are going to be intimidating. Also, announcement. I think we mentioned this yesterday briefly, but in case you missed it, Texas Tech has officially announced a red out for Saturday. Always get that question. What are we supposed to wear to the game? Wear red and yell at Longhorns. Always something fun to do. All right, Hacks. Dallas Cowboys won a game that they were not expected to win on Saturday, except it was Sunday. Done that twice this week.
How bad are the Bengals?
They must be bad. They played in the Super Bowl last year. 1-1 Cowboys. So put our bet aside. Okay. Yep. Our 5.5 over under.
Okay.
Cowboys are on their way. I'm going to go through the next six games up till the bye week. That's kind of the timeline most are expecting for Dak Prescott to return after the bye week, which is November 13th at the Packers. Love
it. Okay.
You play at the Giants this week. Win or loss?
That's tough. Oh,
Vegas has as a 2.5-point line for in favor of
Cowboys.
Los Gigantes.
Oh, the Giants.
Yeah. Home game for the Giants.
Loss.
Okay, I would probably agree with you. Loss. FPI puts the Giants as a 55% favorite, so almost copying the line there. Next game at home against something called the Commanders.
Win.
FPI actually has that as a loss for the Cowboys. 66%, but I agree with you. On the road in Los Angeles against the Rams.
Loss.
I would go loss there. 76% favorites are the Rams. So you're 1-2 in the stretch so far.
Okay.
On the road at Jackson's Eagles.
Loss.
Sunday night.
That is Sunday night football. This week, by the way, is a Monday night game against the Giants. But Sunday night, so 1-3 so far. This is a stretch before the season that should have been a pretty good stretch for the Cowboys. But then at home against the Lions.
Win. Barely.
Barely. So you're buying into the Lions.
I am buying into the Lions.
Your overreaction statement yesterday was that the Lions are going to make the playoffs. So I don't think it's crazy. Cowboys are a 65% favorite in that game. And then you close out this stretch, a home game against the Bears.
Oh, win. Big win.
Big win.
Yeah. Stop Montgomery, big win.
FPI has tech. The Cowboys, I'll get something right. 79% favorite.
Yeah. I mean, the Bears won week one. They're pretty woeful.
So, Hacks, you just put the Cowboys at 3-3 before Dak Prescott gets back.
Okay.
3-3. That puts the Cowboys at 4-4 for the season, heading into a stretch at Packers, at Vikings, tough. Home against the Giants, home against the Colts, home against the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Road against the Jaguars. You play three straight AFC South teams. Colts, home, Texans home, road against the Jaguars. Where are you going to find the
low? I think I'm going to be buying a lot of pizzas.
I think you're buying pizzas. You bailed me out so badly. You forgot how weak this Cowboys schedule is.
I did. But I also saw a team that was
so bad offensively.
So.
They were awful.
Really incompetent, which is something that you obviously can't be in anything.
No. But
in this game, if you're incompetent, you're in big trouble. They were incompetent.
I look at this schedule, and even without Dak Prescott half the season, you should still be able to win 10 games because of how weak the schedule is. It really is. Now, we'll see. Maybe the offense goes back to ineptitude, incompetence. Maybe it does. But still, with that defense, the defense is going to keep the Cowboys.
Both the teams that we cover and care about, a lot hinges on the offensive line, and I think I trust Texas Tech's offensive line more than the Cowboys.
Wow. Okay. I think you're going to see a version of the Cowboys that's similar to last year. Beat up on bad teams, do terrible against good teams.
For them, there's a lot of bad teams.
There are a lot of bad teams on the schedule.
I mean, like this Sunday, I mean, they could win that.
They could. It's the end of the bench. Hax has the highs and lows next on 100.7 The Score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.